from my perspective, now we'll understand their process better. And kind of what I signed this agreement on September 11th. And what precipitated it for me was on September 10th, we worked a case with some folks out in the county that had been the victims of about a little more than $75,000 identity or scam.
They'd sure, identity theft. Yeah,
and
yeah.
There's a couple of foreign nationals that were here. They're here they're here legally, but they're in the United States as a student somewhere northeast. And they came to Kansas to pick up a box of cash that they'd talked these people, convinced these people they needed to pay. Well, they'd already paid $75,000, and they were coming to pick, I don't remember how much the exact amount was. But so we arrested those two guys, and, of course, they had never been previously deported or anything else. But immediately we found out that they were suspects in crimes all over the country, but they weren't wanted by ICE. And, you know, we don't report to ICE or anything. But in that case, I didn't want them to be able to post bond, leave the country. And any chance that we got at getting the victim's money back was gone with them.
Sure.
And so that's kind of what – so this, the very next day I signed this agreement. I'd been considering it for some time. It's more for me to just codify that agreement. And it really won't change the situation that I just described, other than when that warrant comes through, we'll be able to serve it on them and return the
paper. I have to ask.
So it keeps an ICE agent from having to come to Salina to execute a warrant that they would have executed eventually.
Sure. I have to ask, did you feel any pressure from the federal government to sign this kind of an agreement?
You know, I didn't feel it from the government. The National Sheriff's Association sent a thing out early in the year saying that, you know, anybody that, basically, there was an order that it had the spirit of anybody that didn't sign it would be considered a sanctuary county.
Mm.
And as such, the county would be ineligible for any federal funding. And every so the city of Salina and everyone else, well, you know, that didn't really convince me we needed to do this. It wasn't that. It was just, if someone commits a crime, you know, I took an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States and the state of Kansas. And as a law enforcement officer, I think if you're a criminal, we're going to do that, you know. And it's not a crime to be in the country. It's not a crime to be here illegally. It is a crime to be here legally if you've previously been deported or if you're committing felonies.